shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. In our affiliate spotlight, by the way, tonight, we were remiss in our first hour. I want to mention KERN in Bakersfield, California, Kern. KERN is in Kern County. And KCPS in Burlington, Iowa, two great stations on the Phil Hendry Radio Network. And we're also online at philhendryshow.com, which if you're watching us on Phil TV and HD, that's exactly what you're looking at. And if you are watching us on Phil TV and HD, then you obviously already have a backstage pass. If you don't have a backstage pass, come on over and join us. We have live streaming video of our show every night. We have thousands of hours of archived downloadable material. We have many generations of the Phil Hendry Show and many different kinds of radio that we have done throughout the years. And we also have our character clips. And we also have our other video presentations, such as the pilots, the TV pilots we've done, TV things that we've done. Interviews, and much, much more. Our classic Phil, which is free, is also can be subscribed to through our website. So head over to philhendryshow.com and get a backstage pass. You can also win an opportunity at a free month of listening. That's right. If you'd like to check out what it's all about for free, see if you can't win yourself a free month by entering our drawing. And here's how you enter our drawing for a free month of Phil. You just go over to our fan page at Facebook, which is facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, P-H-A-N-S, and like the page. If you've already liked the page in the past, you can go over to twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. So we're on Twitter at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow, and hashtag PHS, hashtag PHS at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. Two ways to enter our drawing, which is going to happen, I think, Monday. And somebody's going to win the first ever free month.
We're going to give away every month, right?
We're giving it away every month, a free month every month, to a lucky, 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 so lucky person. All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to bring on Margaret Gray here in just a moment, who writes the nationally syndicated column A Little Bird Told Me. And this is a very interesting story she's going to talk about. In Chandler, Arizona, Aaron Carr Jordan, who is a college professor and is a mom. She got a very surprising letter this week, very, very early in the morning. It was 7 o'clock in the morning, as a matter of fact, when she got a hand-delivered letter. And what Mrs. Jordan got was a letter from a lawyer. And the lawyer was representing McDonald's. And the lawyer handed her a letter from McDonald's that said, "We don't want you anywhere near our restaurants, if you don't mind there." In Chandler, Arizona, there are 8 specific McDonald's restaurants there in the Gilbert, Chandler, Phoenix area that she's not allowed to set foot in. She's not allowed to be around. And what's the reason for that? Because they feel that her appearances there, her behavior there is disruptive. We're going to get a little bit more on this story from Margaret Gray, who has been following it. And, Margaret, I understand, first of all, thanks for being with us.
I'm very happy to be on, Phil.
I understand you're a fan of this woman.
Phil, I'm telling you that Aaron Carr Jordan is what every woman, I think what every woman would like to be, and that is a woman who is constantly vigilant and constantly on the lookout for what is absolutely the very best thing for their children. She's doing the work of a lot of women right now. And we must, I really think, Phil, we must give her our support.
What is she doing?
Well, what she's doing is she is attempting to get the people at McDonald's in the Phoenix and Gilbert and, I'm trying to see this, if you can read this.
Phoenix and Chandler.
I don't know
Chandler.
Chandler. She's trying to get 8 specific McDonald's restaurants to show some responsibility, Phil, and to show that they have the well-being of their very young customers at heart. She has been into these different McDonald's, and she's been to the play places. Now, are you aware of what these play places are?
Yeah, these are the areas at McDonald's where the children play.
Yeah, primarily preschoolers, or they can also be very young elementary school children, I think. But these are areas outside of McDonald's at these restaurants that children are playing in. Now, given the fact that children are playing in these areas, what do you think you're going to have? you're going to have a lot of bacteria. You're going to have a lot of these viruses that children transmit between each other. You're going to have a lot of very unsanitary conditions. And when you factor in, and I don't want to sound like Ted Bell because I just heard the segment you did before me, and I believe me, Phil, I'm not classist, and I'm not an individual who believes that I don't believe in the stratification of society and so on and so forth. But you do have to factor in that there are a lot of children coming into these McDonald's restaurants from areas outside of the central metropolitan area of a McDonald's. And you know what I mean by that?
No, I don't.
Each McDonald's has its own metropolitan core. In other words, each McDonald's that we have in America, because of the popularity of the restaurant, is in and of itself a center of commerce, a center of socialization. They are that important, Phil, the McDonald's restaurants, to American, sort of to the daily,
daily rhythm?
Well, the daily business of our lives. And rhythm, not daily rhythm. I wouldn't use that word.
All right, daily business, that's a good word.
Thank you. They are very important, and so they are metropolitan. When you take in the surrounding areas of a McDonald's, those become the suburban areas. Now, what we have with a lot of McDonald's, we have restaurants that are attracting children from outlying areas. That is, areas beyond the metropolitan reach of any single McDonald's. They are children, therefore, Phil, that are coming in from rural areas. Now, they're not really rural, but to the McDonald's, they're rural. You understand? So let's say a young child is coming from the inner city to a McDonald's in a suburban area. If that child is not organic to the metropolitan area of the McDonald's, the child is rural.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so every McDonald's restaurant
is in and of itself the metropolitan core of wherever it is.
Is the metropolitan core of wherever it is, meaning that McDonald's restaurant has, by virtue of its existence...
Yes, has created a metropolitan business rhythm around it and in it. And either you come from there or you don't. And if you are, and to use the terminology of the day, if you're shagging in from the sticks, you know, if you're coming in from the rural areas with your children, you're bringing diseases that are unknown to that metropolitan core. And that's what Erin Carr Jordan's work has been all about. She's trying to identify a lot of these diseases that are exotic to the metropolitan core. Where she lives and where her children live, they don't have things like ringworm. They don't have head lice. That is something that is brought in from the ruralization, from the farmland.
You're talking about farmland. And a moment ago you were saying inner city.
I am talking about inner city, but because it's beyond the metropolitan core, it might as well be farmland. You understand what I'm saying?
Not really. I mean...
Bill, it's very easy. I'm saying... I'm speaking English, Frank. I'm saying, Phil, anything that is beyond the metropolitan core of any McDonald's is the sticks.
Okay, so if a kid comes in, even if he's from the inner city, and he goes to a metropolitan... Not metropolitan.
If he goes to a McDonald's that's in the suburbs, he's in from the sticks. He's in from hillbilly land. And he's bringing his head lice with him.
Yeah, that's the point.
And he's bringing his head lice with him. What is she finding out? I understand.
Bill, don't get impatient because there's a lot more. I've got a lot more to explain.
Well, we need to kind of get to the core. Speaking of getting to the metropolitan core, you know, we need to get to the metropolitan core of the subject. You know. Margaret?
Yeah, no, I heard you, and look, I don't know any other way to say this. I know I'm on the air. Don't make me angry tonight, Phil.
I'm not trying to, Margaret.
I am very, very dedicated to this woman and her work. Please don't do it. Please don't make me angry. Please.
I can vouch for that, Phil, when he gets back.
I'll talk, Frank, not you. So what we're talking about is Aaron Carr Jordan's work.
All right. And I know that we have some audio of Ms. Carr Jordan, and I would at this time like to get some of that audio up and running here, because there's some statements that she's made to the press, so on and so forth, and some things that might be illustrative, if you will, of what it is she's trying to say. Now, this McDonald's, which is located there in Chandler or Gilbert, here is Dr. Carr Jordan. She says she's found disgusting things that can make your kids sick in McDonald's playlands. Dirt, grime,
and fecal matter. That is very, very important. She has found excrement. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes, I am. But Ms. Gray, that is something which is another matter entirely, because they find that everywhere, you know. And
well, I can tell you this: you won't find that in my home. How? What does that mean? They find that everywhere?
They do. They find it. They'll find it in our house.
And where are they going to find fecal matter at our house?
Smeared on walls, smeared everywhere.
Oh, for God's... You are absolutely vile. And, Mr. Henry, I know what you're referring to. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
All right, I will take your word for it.
Thank you, because I came on as the expert guest.
I understand that. Here is Dr. Carr Jordan, Dr. Aaron Carr Jordan. She speaks of finding dirt, grime, rotting food, clumps of hair, sweat, swear words, graffiti, equipment in disrepair, broken windows, slides with gashes. I don't know. I'm reading a really big setup here. I'll bet you anything that that's exactly what she says. So here she is, Dr. Aaron Carr Jordan.
We found stuff that can make your kids very, very sick. We found dirt and grime and rotting food
and clumps of hair,
swear words all over the place. Graffiti.
That's just what you said.
Equipment in disrepair that's broken. Second story windows that are busted out. Slides that have large gashes in them. You name it. If it's a thing you don't want your child being exposed to, we found it inside these playlands.
That's one thing that I had told the guys that prepare the audio, and I guess they forgot, or that you don't have to transcribe it for me. You know.
What you just said is what she just said. So what's the point of you talking or her talking?
I understand. Here she is again, and I won't say anything, and here she is saying some stuff. How about that?
When I went in and repeatedly found that they weren't making corrective changes, I happened to have a longtime friend and colleague who specializes in microbiology and immunology, Dr. Furr, and I reached out to her and said,
Furr,
you know, can this make kids sick,
Furr.
And what do I need to do to find out?
So hold on, I can't hear anything.
Phone calls,
but I know, Dr.
I enlisted
Furr.
The help
Great.
Of the lab, and we started swabbing. We found several strains of opportunistic pathogens, in other words, things that can cause infection or disease. We found stuff that causes meningitis, foodborne illness, skin, hair, eye infections. Again, Bacillus cereus, Staphylococcus, fecal contamination, quite a few things, coliforms that can make children very, very ill, several of which are multi-drug resistant and potentially fatal.
That was two pieces of audio. Your comment?
Well, I think Dr. Carr Jordan is alerting mothers everywhere that when you take your children to these common play areas, and you let your children loose into this... It is a wonderland of filth, Phil. It is an amazing, almost a magical place of bacteria. And you heard what she said, pathogens and all of those words. The one thing that does bother me about her is she obviously thinks she's special with the pathogens. She sounds like she thinks she's special, but I really believe in her. And when you let your children loose in a McDonald's play area, you're letting that child loose in a panorama and a wonderland of disease and rash and dripping sores. And
God almighty.
That's right, Phil. Read it and weep. Read it and weep, as they say in poker.
You know.
Because I've heard you guys play poker.
All right, we're going to take a break here as Margaret Gray continues to talk with us. And you heard the audio there from Dr. Aaron Carr Jordan. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll continue talking about how safe are these play areas for your kids on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
A wonderland of drip.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And on the line with me is Margaret Gray from the nationally syndicated column A Little Bird Told Me. We're talking to her about this work or this alert, or if you will, this controversy in Arizona, started by Dr. Carr Jordan, Erin Carr Jordan. She is, Margaret, where is this woman from? What are her credentials?
Well, she's currently, Phil, she's on faculty, I think, at Mesa College. She's also on faculty at the University of Phoenix. And one other school. She was at Arizona State, and she's very eminent, I think, in her own way. But I don't think you need to have a great deal of I don't think you need to have a big long resume, as my son says, Jason J. Delmonico. He says you don't need a big long resume, Mom. And he's right about this. I think what we're talking about are our children. And where they play. Now, I had taken a series of promotional pictures for Little Bird Told Me and a children's contest that we were having, a children's art contest. Now, for fun, I went over to a local Chuck E. Cheese and I sat in the little ball bin that they have. And if you've ever seen this film...
Yeah, it's a big play area.
Yes, it's a big play area where the children jump into the ball. I sat in the ball bin. And then I began to feel very uncomfortable because I realized, my God, I'm sitting in this area on balls and children have been here. There is no doubt that they most likely have urinated. There is absolutely no doubt at all that some saliva has been smeared and, my God, I remember feeling sick, and Frank, you tell the rest of the story, because I am very...
All right, well, he got in the ball bin, he got out of the ball bin and began to walk, gets outside, and there's a producer, and I know the guy by the name of Jeff Wimcock. She's a producer over here at Vesley, which is a production house, and recognized Margaret and asked him if he wanted to be in a Western, and
what's this got to do with the ball bin?
Hold on. I was going to say hold your horses, but I don't want to say. And he'd been walking bow-legged and with his arms out over to his side because he was infected.
Yeah. I walked out of the restaurant with my arms away from my body and my legs spread, and I just was sort of walking almost robotic because I didn't want any of this stench to rub off anymore on me. This smartass by the name of, what's his name?
The producer.
Some producer said, have you ever been in a Western? Because obviously I was walking.
Well, he was walking bow-legged.
I wasn't walking bow-legged. And I heard the joke last night on your show, Mr. Henry, from this retard that you've got working for you.
And retard?
Yes, that is the French pronunciation and is acceptable if you use the French pronunciation.
Are you talking about Bud?
Yes, Bud Dickman, the retard. He said that I walked bow-legged, and he was making some sexual joke.
I didn't make a joke about it at all. I don't even remember.
He doesn't even remember. But get to the point here.
The point is I had sat down in the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese. Is there anywhere on earth that is more rife, that is more teeming with deadly bacteria than the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese? Is there?
All right.
Is there?
Give her a chance.
I'm giving her a chance.
I don't know, Margaret, if there is or not. But I will tell you this. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
No, oh, that's funny. Get to the bottom of what? The ball pit? I've already been to the bottom of it. And let me tell you something. It is slimed with children's loogie.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of whatever it is you're talking about, because now you're way off into something else. You were talking about Erin Carr Jordan.
I am still talking about her.
Well, you're talking about the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese. Now, that's a whole other thing. And I don't want Chuck E. Cheese getting mad at me. And I don't want to start rumors where we don't start rumors. You understand?
No, I am not starting a rumor.
You're giving an opinion. You're not a doctor. Dr. Carr Jordan hasn't been over to Chuck E. Cheese. Maybe she will. I don't know.
I would suggest that she goes to Chuck E. Cheese, because I got out of the ball pit, And I was imagining every child that had been in that ball pit purposefully licking and loogieing on the balls just in the hopes that an adult sat down in the ball pit. And
to get her picture taken.
It was a publicity shot. What is that? Is that music?
Hold on. We're going to be right back with Margaret Gray. And I guess Frank is there, too, as we talk about Dr. Aaron Carr Jordan and the bacteria at McDonald's on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
I wasn't walking bow-legged.
That's what she thought.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, talking with Margaret Gray about the news story out of Arizona. And this is Aaron Carr Jordan. You know, we're giving this lady, I'd never heard of her, but that's her name. And Ms. Gray, you've heard of her.
I have heard of Aaron Carr Jordan through this work, Phil, and I think it's outstanding. She's doing the children a great deal of good.
I know that. I'm just very wary of you bringing Chuck E. Cheese into it. When you talk about the ball pit and the loogie and saliva, and you're walking like a cowboy or something.
I was not walking. You know something, Frank? I, as God is my witness, I should hurt you for what you've done.
I didn't do anything. I brought up the fact that they...
I was approached by this smart-ass producer who worked over at CBS Laurel and said, would you like to be in a rodeo movie? And I said, why? He said, because you could drive a... He said you could put probably 3 horses between my legs. And I said, you have got to be kidding me. And I almost kicked him between his legs. And I was wearing very pointed high heels. And
well, what was going on? I don't understand. Why was he giving you this hard time?
Oh, my... Are you listening to me? I said I got out of the ball pit.
I heard you say that you'd been in this ball pit of Chuck E. Cheese, and it was rife with bacteria, which I don't know how you know that.
I'm a mother, Phil. For God's sake, I'm a mother. I'm not a doctor, you're right.
You're not a doctor, you're not a bacteriologist, you're none of those things. You're a mother, that's fine, but you are not qualified to say what may or may not be there. And on top of that, you're mentioning this a business, and I would rather that you not do that.
All right, I was at this fictitious place that has a ball pit, and they serve pizza and...
Okay, Margaret, you know, grow up.
I won't be spoken to like that.
Well, then please grow up and understand that we have laws in this country that protect businesses, even well-known businesses, from speaking untruths about them.
And how do you know I'm speaking an untruth?
Because you are not qualified to say whether something has disease in it.
All right, then I will tell you what I am qualified to say, and that's what my experience was.
Okay, fine.
I got out of the ball pit, and I felt unsanitary. So I walked with my arms out and my legs spread. Now, no, that doesn't mean that I was walking like a slut. It doesn't mean like I was walking as if I had a suppository. And I'm not yelling that because I don't want people to hear me. And
well, they can turn their radio up. I don't know why you're whispering. It doesn't work that way in radio, but anyway.
Excuse me, Phil, but I'm a lady, all right? So I wasn't walking with my legs spread as if I had a suppository.
I understand.
All right. I was walking because I could just feel, maybe it was psychological, but I could feel the filth and the drip-causing bacteria that would be in that ball pit.
The drip-causing bacteria. Now, that's a decidedly, I would say, adult disease.
Yes, it is.
Then why would that be present in a child's ball pit?
I don't know, Phil, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't put it past any ball pit that you want to talk about at any supposed child's restaurant to have every manner of disease. I could tell you that it would not shock me, and doctors have done preliminary work on this. You could get leprosy. And
no, you see, that once again, you don't know that that's true.
I'm imagining that one could go into the ball pit at a kid's restaurant, and within weeks, you've got a nose that's, well, you don't want me to say it, so.
He's trying to say your nose is going to come off.
That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
You know what leprosy is.
Yeah, of course I know what leprosy is. And you're not going to get it from a ball pit. I'd like to bring on the show right now, if you don't mind, Margaret. I want to bring on another guest.
My understanding was that I was the only guest.
This is a gentleman who's called in, but we know who he is because he's been on our program before. He's Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego. He joins us on our newsmaker line. We give him the back line. Dr. Sadler, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm very well, Phil. Thank you.
And you've been listening to our broadcast with Ms. Gray?
Yes. Good evening, Ms. Gray.
Good evening.
And what are your feelings?
Well, I like yourself, Phil. I feel that there's probably an awful lot of very preliminary and unnecessary conjecture. I agree with Ms. Gray that wherever children gather in large numbers, there's a great potential for there to be infectious or diseases or infections that are transmissible between children. I don't know what she was talking about when she said the metropolitan area and the kids are bringing head lice in from the rural areas. I meant that there are children bringing head lice into areas where there isn't head lice.
Well, you know, let's talk about this head lice thing.
Fine, because I enjoy discussing these things. This is very important.
You enjoy talking about head lice.
When it comes to the well-being of the children, of course I do.
And may I ask another question?
No, you may not, because I know it's going to be about my speech impediment, and I don't want to answer questions about that.
Fine.
Thank you, Doctor, for saying that. I don't think you should have to. Go ahead.
The idea that head lice is somehow brought in from outlying areas is ridiculous, because this is something children get. You can pick it up from dirt, soil, and so forth. That is present in many other areas where a kid goes to school. Myself, speaking of school, Phil, I was educated at a college, and I also went to a high school. And I have formal education, but I was born and I was raised very poor, and it sometimes comes out in my speech. You noticed I had a grammatical stumble there. But more importantly, I'm familiar with the diseases that children will get. Impetigo, for instance, which is
Oh, God, that is disgusting.
Well, it is a... Wow.
We're talking about little kids now.
I understand. Jason J. Delmonico got it, and it was a large oozing... Have you ever seen...
All right, don't go into specifics, all right?
It's very, very disgusting, and we ought to pity the children that get that, not talk about how disgusting it is. And
no, I understand that, but when you have a child come into your home, as I've had come into my home, and the child has a big, huge ringworm gash on her face, am I supposed to serve her at the same table with the other children, Doctor?
Ms. Gray, I would say that if you have a child in your home with a very large, as you say, ringworm rash on her face, I would send her home with the suggestion that the mother or father or whoever the responsible adult is immediately get in touch with a doctor.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I would send the child home with a suggestion to the mother or the father or whoever the responsible adult is to immediately get in touch with the doctor.
One more time.
Okay, now, I know what you're doing, Ms. Gray, and you can hear what he's saying.
I'm sorry.
Is she screwing with me? Is that what's going on?
Yes, sir. Okay, well, he hung up. Yes, he's hung up his phone. So, in other words, Ms. Gray, one would have to ask this question at this juncture. Are you serious coming on this program and talking about Dr. Carr, or is this just one big silly-ass diversion for you?
Am I serious about coming on your show and doing what?
Ms. Gray, you were messing around with Dr. Sadler's speech impediment.
Well, I wanted to hear him. The man couldn't say something, and I wanted him to restate it.
Yeah, because you wanted to make fun of him. Now, are you serious?
I am, both, sir. I'm talking about the well-being of children, Mr. Hendry. Now, I have told you that I am in fear that if I step into a ball pit somewhere, and you know the kind I'm talking about, and I come out of that ball pit walking like...
Walking like a cowboy.
My God, you're laughing now, and that's the very thing you told me not to do.
It's pretty funny.
It is not.
All right, if you come out of the ball pit.
If I come out of that ball pit walking like Tom Mix, okay? And.
Who's she?
Tom Mix was a cowboy in the movies. That's not because I want to jump on a horse and I want to rope a steer. It's because, Phil, I feel that I have become, to use the phrase that children use, and it is one that child psychologists use, that I have been loogied and that I am at risk. Now, you can talk to Dr. Carr Jordan, and you can also get that saddler back on the line. I don't care. Both of them will tell you that you're at risk if you've been loogied or if you have hit a ball pit, and they don't mention restaurants.
Well, we're way off of McDonald's. I thought you wanted to talk about McDonald's.
I do want to talk about McDonald's, and I know you have other audio to play.
That's what I think I'd like to do, is play other audio, because I'm not getting anywhere with you. And
I have been interrupted constantly. Every time I make a point, I am being criticized.
But that's because you're making some very specific scientific points that I find to be very hard to believe, and that's why I want to stop you there. You don't have the credentials to make those statements. Here is now, this is Dr. Carr Jordan. She said that the statement from McDonald's was not enough.
McDonald's has put out a statement, and we want to make sure we have a chance to read it today. They say, quote, "We put our customers first and are taking these concerns very seriously. We've spoken with Dr. Carr Jordan and assigned a team to review the report findings and our own existing procedures." And they also say that while they've had stringent sanitizing procedures for weekly, daily, and even spot training, cleaning rather, we're always looking for ways to improve our standards and how they are followed at each restaurant.
Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, you have to play the other piece of sound, because Dr. Carr Jordan then gives us her scientific and eminently qualified opinion that McDonald's is playing a game. McDonald's is playing a little hide-and-seek, and they're playing a little you-know-what to the gherkin, you know?
All right. Here is Dr. Carr Jordan's other statement, you-know-what to the gherkin. Here it is.
I don't think it's an actual response. I think it's a statement, which really isn't the same thing, because they've taken no corrective changes. They haven't implemented any new policy. And so I'm aware of that statement. I have spoken with them, and I keep saying to them, how's that reviewing process going, and when do you plan on making actual changes? And without their policy actually being translucent, we're not even sure what the policy actually is. I know that it doesn't have any specific items related to disinfecting, and just to say you spot clean isn't enough, because it doesn't identify what that actually means. And the results that I'm getting consistently across the board from McDonald's and from the other establishments that I've been to indicate that they are not being cleaned. The levels are so high that that's just not true. So there's either no incentive for them to clean them, or they're just not being cleaned.
That's Dr. Carr Jordan, and she is pretty much, first of all, very long-winded and basically saying that McDonald's is doing it all wrong and they haven't done what they say they're doing. And she sounds like she likes to hear herself talk.
Well, Phil, with all due respect, you sound like you like to hear yourself talk, too. I think there's a lot of people that like to hear themselves talk. I think when Dr. Carr Jordan speaks, a great many very wise and wonderful things come out. Now, I do agree, because I've been in the media for a long time. She sounds like she wants a career. What I find suspicious about her is she sounds as if she wants a career as a Fox News contributor, because she's at da-da-da-da-da-da, and she has that cadence, which I find very obnoxious. And if I find out that she's actually bringing all of this up just so she can get a shot with Shepard Smith, I'm going to be very, very disappointed, because that takes her to a different level. She no longer cares about children. Now she's just another woman that will show it all, lift her skirt up if she has to. And
all right, I understand what you're saying. Let me get to a phone call here. Lloyd in Alhambra, California. Go ahead, Lloyd. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask the lady who is on your program now.
What did you say? Is it the lady? How now?
How now, brown cow.
Oh, I didn't say how now, brown cow. I said I want to know from the lady. You didn't call me. He didn't call me a cow.
I don't know.
No, he did not.
I did not call you a cow, ma'am, if you'll listen to what I'm saying. My name is Lloyd Bonafide. I'm calling from Alhambra.
Mr. Henry already said that.
Well, I'm saying it again. And I have a grandson who I'm very concerned with, and we love to take him to the ball area. And we have put him in there and taken pictures of him, and I play, and he plays with his friends. And I have gone to... now I'm looking at this movie called Hair, and a girl just took her brassiere off. So I've got to go. The pig...
What happened to him?
Where is he, bud?
He hung up. I guess he saw a nude scene.
He saw a nude scene and he hung up. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. 877-876-PHIL. All right, well, look, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with the final segment with Margaret Gray and, of course, with her husband, Frank, and your calls at 877-876-PHIL on how hygienic, how safe, how clean is McDonald's play areas on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We have Margaret Gray here for a final segment as we discuss a doctor in Phoenix. She's an Arizona mother, as she was described, and we're giving her quite a bit of credibility here as some kind of a scientist. I don't know that we should be doing that, Margaret. Because she is a professor in college, and yes, she has a doctorate. I don't know what her doctorate's in, I don't believe it says in this article at all. She is an educator, and all of this is very well and good, but again, we have primarily a mother who is making all of these statements, you know.
Well, Phil, do you deny that the average play area at a McDonald's is rife with crawling disease? Do you agree with that? Do you agree that it's rife with crawling drip? And you don't like that?
No, I don't like that word. That's an adult disease.
All right. Do you agree that the average play area at McDonald's is crawling with infectious ringworm?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't know that that's been established.
I just got done telling you that you don't think she's a scientist, huh?
I think that she is a woman who's attracted attention. That's fine. She's a doctor. That's fine. She's an educator. That's fine. And I think there's a very valuable statement to be made that wherever children congregate and wherever children have their hands on objects in a public, like a public play area, yes, there's a case to be made about keeping those areas as clean as we possibly can, because the kids are going to get, we know now, the different diseases and viruses that kids can get. Beyond that, though, I don't know that her findings, where she says that, oh, well, they found this and they found that and I tested it for that and there's a pathogen and blah, 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 I don't know that this woman is qualified.
Well, Phil, on the one hand, you say, yes, we should be very clean. On the other hand, when I tell you that I'm literally walking bow-legged out of a ball pit, you're laughing. And
because some guy stopped you and wanted to offer you a movie and a part in a cowboy movie.
So you automatically assume I'm walking like I could fit three wild stallions between my knees. That is insulting to any woman.
I never said that. Okay.
What a jackass.
Well, you're the one that brought it up. You said that you were walking out of the ball pit, and
I didn't walk out of the ball pit. I had to be helped out of that ball pit. That's how disgusted I was. That's how weak I'd become from the thought of it. And again, I will tell you this. Let's talk about McDonald's. Let's talk about those little tunnels that children crawl through. If you get fully loogied in a tunnel like that, and
boy, there you are with these childish terms like fully loogied. That's not even a scientific term. You know,
excuse me, yes it is. It's used by a great many doctors and scientists because they want to use a common language, a colloquial language that the doctors can communicate with the community at large with. So, and a great many diseases are named after. There's a disease that was named after a boy in the 50s. It's a rash. that you get, I think either in the armpit, Frank, you saw me reading about it.
I think it's a scalp rash.
It's a scalp rash. It's called, I think it's called Billy's what? It's
called Billy Rash or Billy's Bad Dings.
That was it, Billy's Bad Day. And
what the hell is it called?
It's called Billy, the rash is called Billy's Bad Day.
Billy's Bad Day, what does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean? It's a rash, it's an impetigo rash.
No, but why is it called Billy's Bad Day?
Because a kid named Billy got it in the 50s out of school somewhere, and it was a bad day for him.
That's the story. You know what, I find that hard to believe.
Oh my God, you're calling me a liar again.
877, no, I'm not. 877-876-PHIL. Lloyd is called back, sir. I guess you were finished watching your TV show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I apologize, but I saw the... I was watching the television.
Well, I heard you say you saw a woman's breast.
Yes, sir. Oh, now I'm looking at ass. Never mind.
Where'd he go? Hello?
Did he hang up again?
Yeah, he said he saw a butt.
I'm looking at ass right now.
Get out of here, all of you people. Phil Henry Show, News and Information Hour coming up next.
Phil Henry.
So you're calling me, you don't believe in me.